Wisden.com Test Match Cricket from Dubai with Adam Collins and Jeff Lemon for Specsavers, the Test Experts, and Proatar, the new coaching app that connects you with the biggest names in cricket. Jeff, I don't know where to start. What a Test match. What a conclusion. What an amazing innings from Usman Khawaja. Incredible captain's knock from Tim Payne that enabled the Australians to somehow save this Test match. In terms of six ball overs faced, it was the longest they've ever batted in a fourth innings to save a Test match, and it was thoroughly deserved for what they were able to achieve on days four and five.
We've been at a lot of Test matches together, you and I, and yes, we've been at quite a lot of other ones independently, and that is right up there in terms of a contest, in terms of a conclusion, in terms of a remarkable individual performance, because really, ultimately, that's what it comes down to, is one absolute freak show of an innings. Players don't bat through five sessions normally. They normally don't do it on days one and two. You know, occasionally the odd Alistair Cook or someone can pull that off, and even then it's amazing to do it in the last five sessions of a Test match, and to do it in conditions that were helpful for spin, with footmarks, with reverse swing, with incredible heat, the oppressive sapping sort of high 30 degree humidity and heat out there in the middle. I genuinely can't believe that a human being can do that.
He faced 302 balls for his 141, his first 100 in Asia. Indeed, before this week, his highest score in Asia was 26 in Test match cricket. But it was more than 500 minutes. Only Mike Atherton's batted longer in a fourth innings draw. It really is, by any metric, one of the truly all-time great fourth innings contributions. There are a handful that stand out. There's Slasher Mackay for Australia in 1960-61 and what he did in that Calypso summer test. There's Ricky Ponting at Old Trafford in 2005, which also stands out. But this sits right next to those two hands that we've spoke about so much over the years.
And throw in his first innings, which was another 4 hours or so of batting. Add those together and it's an aeroplane's worth of minutes. It's 767 minutes is what he batted in the Test match. 12 hours and 47 minutes. 12 and three quarter hours just over that is what he batted in the Test match, making 85 and then his 141. It's astonishing, and then what's more astonishing is that in the meantime he was fielding. So he was and at gully for most of the time, so he was waiting for a catch for 2.5 days while Pakistan were batting. So he spent an hour and a half off the field until he was dismissed late on day five. He'd spent 21 overs out of, I can't remember what it was, 200 or something. He'd spent an hour and a half off the field in the entire match. It's insane.
Yeah, absolutely, and part of the reason our voices are both haggard, mine especially, is that the tension and drama as that Test match reached its conclusion. Actually, we'll return to that. First of all, here are a few words that Usman Khawaja had with Wisden.com Test Match Cricket after he completed his epic.
What does it mean to be able to do that?
Right, so Jeff, we've heard from Usman Khawaja. The supporting actors in this masterpiece were all worth mentioning. To begin with, Travis Head on debut, 72. He came in when Australia lost 3 wickets with a score on 87 on day 4. When he got out to the second new ball, that's when the wobble occurred. They lost 3 for 2 at that point. Travis Head, actually, it was a bit later they lost 3 for 2. But initially, Travis Head fell and Marnus Labuschagne, the other debutant, for 13. Then enter Tim Payne. Tim Payne, the Australian captain under the most bizarre circumstances earlier this year. No one could have possibly called this, but this was a captain's knock. 61 runs, 194 balls, scratchy to begin, found a way to survive in these conditions. Mm-hmm. And by the end of the test match, Payne looks thoroughly at ease and looks like every bit the top six batsman, really.
Yeah, I mean, there were some dicey moments, a couple of balls that just missed the stumps in inside edges and so on, and he also nearly ran out Usman Khawaja at one point, which would have been a quality captain's contribution. But 194 balls, his longest innings in Test cricket was 196, that was in India back in 2010 when he was a young fella, you know, full of promise for the future coming in. Oh, he's going to have a great Test career. Oops, put that on pause for 8 years. But now he's finally having it belatedly, and what an extraordinary performance that was. And when Usman Khawaja was dismissed, Tim Payne had to take up the responsibility. There were still 14 overs to go. Mitchell Starc and Peter Siddle fell 2 overs later, 12 overs left, 2 wickets in hand. Absolute sort of skin-tightening, knee-jiggling kind of nervous stuff. And he had to get through that with Nathan Lyon and find a way. And somehow, incredibly, they did it.
Jeff, you caught up with Tim Payne after play, and here's that conversation.
Tim Payne, welcome to Wisden.com. It's still very, very hot out here, and what a taxing game, but somehow you guys managed to pull it out of the fire.
Yeah, it was. It was a really tough 5 days. I thought Pakistan played outstandingly well and put us under pressure from the first day. So for us to get a draw out of that from where we came from at one stage on day 3 is an outstanding effort from our group, and we're really proud of them.
It wasn't just this last day. It was sort of late on every day through the test. You found a way to drag yourself back in a bit after being punished at some point during the day, and it just seemed that resilience never went away.
Yeah, absolutely. We talk about that. We want to be a team that fights all the time and never gives in. So I think the boys will take a lot of belief out of what's happened in the last few days, and we can look forward to the next test with some real confidence.
Batting through 5 sessions, especially in this part of the world, you know you've got to do a last day. Did you realistically think it was possible? Obviously the dream would be there, but in your honest heart of hearts?
I was hopeful. Yeah, I thought we'd have to bat really, really well and we'd need someone to score a massive 100, and I think we did. I think Usman played one of the best innings as you'll ever see anywhere in Test cricket. On that wicket on day 5, he showed real guts, determination, but he also showed the high level of skill he's got. So while he was there, I was always confident that we could possibly get there. So it was a great result.
That's, as far as we know, I think that's the longest any Australian batsman's batted in the 4th innings of a test ever. You know, that's an all-time great innings.
Yeah, it was. As I said, it was an amazing innings. It was full of everything you'd want out of a test match innings. But I think people talk about how much he fought and the conditions over here, but it was amazing batting with him to see just how good he is from a pure skill
and
sense.
And then he had to hand the baton on to you once he was dismissed. You had to make sure you saw it through. You've played a couple of very long innings in India in 2010 when you were first in the test side, but it's a very long time ago, and you were able to channel that and get back in that space again.
Yeah, I think so. I was just trying to bat for as long as I could. There was no real secret to it. Trying to watch the ball as hard as I could and play straight, and had a few hiccups along the way, but I think you need a bit of luck on day five wickets against quality attacks like that. So, yeah, just really proud of the way our group stuck together over the last 5 days.
A few hairy moments for you. They tested out your leg stump a few times, just snuck by. You must have been heart in your mouth on a few occasions.
Yeah, I was. But again, you knew that was going to happen on day five. There was always going to be chances and lots of appeals and things happening left, right and centre. So again, really proud of the way our team held our composure under that pressure.
And you think that, you know, this could be, I mean, this could be a making of a team. You were smashed out of the match, 10 for 60 in that first innings, and then to come back and get this result, it's as good as a win.
Yeah, not quite as good as a win, but yeah, really pleasing, as you said, after losing 10 for 60. I think a lot of the work we've put in, guys could have second-guessed what they were about or what their plans were, but I was really pleased with the way our guys stuck at their guns in the second innings and didn't go into their shells and just kept fighting.
Well, beautifully played by Usman, well batted by you as well, and congratulations on one of the great results in Australian Test cricket, really.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Cheers.
You mentioned Nathan Lyon. His 5 from 34 balls cannot be underestimated. Tim Payne was asked at his media conference, what were you two talking about in the middle? It's quite a common question when two batsmen have been in the middle for a period of cricket, which is memorable. And he said that they were talking about the episode of the in-betweeners they were going to watch in the team room tonight, because they're the only guys on tour whose families aren't here at the moment. So they're just hanging out on their own.
Hanging out in the team room
watching the in-betweeners. So,
that's nice.
But Nathan Lyon faced 34 balls in the end and perhaps was as solid as Payne. By the end, he didn't need to farm the strike, although he did a little bit, because Lyon's defence stood up to scrutiny.
Well, I mean, the funny bits were that they kept taking runs that went, you know, it weren't really necessary at that stage of the innings. But Tim Payne sprinting back for two in the last over of the day. Maybe could have just put that one away. But Lyon looked good. It's one of those things where, as a bowler, it's like, would you rather take 5 for 34 or score 5 from 34? And in this instance, Nathan Lyon got to be the man who saved a test for Australia.
Mohammad Abbas wasn't able to add to his 3 wickets from day 4. Yasir Shah did take 4 wickets of his own. He nearly got the job done, couldn't quite get there. On the day, Pakistan claimed 5 wickets. They needed 7 to begin. They fell too short. We saw what happened to Australia in the Ashes contest of 2009 when they couldn't stick the landing in the first test match at Cardiff, and how that really infected the rest of the series for them. It's a huge psychological barrier for Sarfraz Ahmed's side now to get back and climb before they reach Abu Dhabi next week.
Yeah, I think it's just frustration. It's like you've done all the hard work. You've grinded it out for days with the bat. You've done well in the field in the first innings and absolutely pogoed the opposition, and then suddenly that same opposition have climbed out of the grave and are walking around again, and you're thinking, this isn't right, how can this be? So there will be tremendous frustration there, and it'll be very interesting to see what happens. So much riding on that toss. If Australia win that toss in Abu Dhabi, they could be odds on to win it, but if they lose that toss, they could be in real trouble.
Yeah, you did speak to Sarfraz Ahmed after play. We'll come to that. And what I took from that is that he's actually maintained quite a positive disposition. He's just really thrilled that the Pakistan side have been part of a classic test match.
Yeah, he did. He at least had that appreciation. He said, of course, he was disappointed, but he could see the bigger picture, and that if it was good for cricket, then that was for the best.
Sarfraz Ahmed, welcome to Wisden.com. One of the great test match finishes in the end. It was thrilling right down to the second last ball.
Yeah, actually, you know, this is all about test cricket. People thinking looks like a match draw. But, you know, suddenly you take one wicket and suddenly happen, well, match goes to the last ball. So this is all about test cricket. But I think credit goes to Usman Khawaja. He was a lone warrior to, I think, because of him, match is draw. The way he batted, in the especially the fourth inning, so he played really well. He played some couple of the good shots, especially against the spinners, reverse sweep and sweep shots. I think normally, you know, Australian batsmen not playing like that. But the way he batted, I think credit goes to him.
Yeah, no Australian batsman has ever played for that long in the fourth innings. So what you came up against was something very special.
Yeah, I think first of all, congrats to him. I think one of the best innings he has played in Test cricket. So I think he was very happy. But I think, again, congrats to him, the way he batted. I think all credit goes to Usman Khawaja. Because of him, match is a draw.
Your guys fought really hard. Yasir Shah especially had a difficult test match, and then when he got that first wicket, suddenly he came to life.
But, you know, yeah, this is all about test cricket. But, you know, Yasir Shah is our main bowler. Yes, he was struggling couple of times, you know, because he was since came back after one and a half year. So it's not easy to play test cricket. You play domestic cricket, yeah, it's different pressure there. But we give it to time to Yasir Jha. He's our main bowler. So, and because of him, match is very close. So I think credit goes to him. He bowled really well, especially the last hours. But I know him, he's very well. He's our main bowler. So hopefully he will bounce back in next matches.
Did you think that it was possible for Australia to survive, given they had to bat five sessions? And
I think if you're talking about the fifth day, it's not easy to bat on this type of pitches, you know, rough patches, so lots of turn. I think, again, credit goes to the Australian team. The way he batted in the last, Tim Payne fought really hard. I think credit goes to him also as well.
Do you think maybe you could have attacked more earlier in the day? Or what was your strategy for leaving the men out?
I think strategy was taken because, you know, leaving the man out, you know, we have lots of close fielder as well. We have four closing fielders. Only the strategy is contain the run rate and take the wicket. Put lots of pressure on the batsman. But again, the way Travis Head and Usman Khawaja batted, they're playing sweep. So it outclass us.
Even though you're disappointed that you didn't get the win, can you enjoy the fact that you were part of such a good test match?
Yeah, definitely. If you see, our position is very good on a fifth day. But I'm really disappointed, but I think cricket today is a cricket win.
That's a good attitude to have. Congratulations, your team played so well. We'll look forward to seeing you in the second test.
So we've completed the first test match of Wisden.com coverage, Jeff. Last but not least, in signing off, we're obviously exhausted, a little bit overwhelmed, thoroughly appreciative of the kind comments, quite chuffed really how well it's been received. Thanks to everyone for tuning in across the 5 days, especially at that incredible conclusion this afternoon.
You can feel the energy, can't you? You can feel people getting on board. You can feel the listeners joining up as the overs tick down and the minutes go by.
It really did make it all worthwhile. So make sure that you do stick with us at Abu Dhabi next week. We can't wait to bring you the broadcast. A little bit of news that we broke this afternoon is that Mike Hussey is joining the Wisden.com team for the second test match. So it'll be a lot of fun.
Yes.
We'll be there. Adam Collins, Jeff Lemon, Andrew Donison, our producer as well. There are so many people to thank. We're not going to go through them all now. We'll save that for next week. But needless to say,
just want to single out Ben Jones from CricViz, who's done some beautiful stat work for us over the last 5 days. So absolutely tremendous analysis.
And I also might thank our friend at Broadcast Radio who made our server possible, John Michael. Now, this might sound like a weird thing to be thanking someone for, but if not for John Michael, this broadcast would not have happened, Jeff.
No, wouldn't have happened. He has been underneath the hood. He's been on that little, like, wheel trolley getting underneath the engine bay, getting various kinds of shifters and spanners and whatever, and they're all digital, and we don't understand most of it, but by God, he's fixed some problems. And don't forget Yaz Rana, who has been down the digital mines, chopping up all the audio bits, editing the podcast, making sure that the videos work, and doing all of those things online so that people can follow along.
And of course, last but absolutely not least, our commercial partners who've supported us this week and are supporting us again next week. Specsavers, the test experts. Proatar, the new coaching app that connects you with the biggest names in cricket. Cbus Super, building a future we can all be proud of. And Budgie Smuggler, Australian swimwear made in Australia. And again, Again, thank you so much for the support. Thanks for backing it in. Thanks for getting involved. We'll be at Abu Dhabi next week. What a classic test match we've had at Dubai. We'll talk to you from the other part of the country in a couple of days' time.
The next one's probably going to be better.